We've been giving you stories about generosity and giving throughout this Pledge Drive weekend today. No exception. Our story today called Pascal and the Poor. Blaise Pascal was an influential French scientist who lived in the 1600s. He was something of a genius. For example, at the age of 12, even before he received any formal training in geometry, Pascal independently discovered and demonstrated Euclid's 32 propositions. Now, I don't even know what Euclid's 32 propositions are, let alone demonstrating them. But it's no surprise, then, that as an adult, Pascal completed important works on math and experimental physics. He even gave us buses. Noticing a crowd of people all headed in the same direction to work, he came up with the idea of the bus, and in 1662 helped form the very first bus company. Pascal also was a devoted Christian. He wrote books on grace and the life of Christ, as well as other Christian works. And through all this, Pascal realized that his faith, though intensely personal, could not merely be individualistic. His love for God drove him to love for the poor. "I love poverty," he said, "because Christ loved it. I like wealth because it gives means to assist the needy." Increasingly, Pascal deprived himself so he could give more. He sold his coach and his horses, his fine furniture and silverware, even his library, in order to give to the poor. When he received an advance of 1,000 francs for his bus, he sent the money to the poor in Blois, who had suffered from a bitter winter. He then signed over his interest in the company to the hospitals of Paris and Clermont. When Pascal died at the age of 39 in August of 1662, his funeral was attended by family, friends, scientific colleagues, worldly companions, converts, writers, and the back of the church filled with the poor, each and every person there, someone Pascal had helped during his life. Proverbs 11:25 reminds us, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.